Ahoy from BA! This is Rorschach's Ocean Update from the 16th of April 2024. A summary of what's going down in the 70% surface of the Earth covered in salt water. Three fishermen stranded on the deserted islet of Piccolo in Micronesia in the North Pacific Ocean traced the word HELP in huge letters on the sand using palm branches, hoping that aerial reconnaissance would eventually spot them. After a week on Sunday the 7th, a U.S. Coast Guard aircraft located them and dropped supplies and a radio transmitter to establish contact. Finally, a naval unit rescued the fishermen on Tuesday the 9th. The fishermen's search began when they failed to return from a trip to the atoll, an uninhabited island over 600 kilometers, more than 370 miles, from Guam. Searches covered an area of 78,000 square nautical miles. The message on the sand was crucial in directing search efforts. In other news, according to an analysis by experts François Vray and Mark Blaine, published on Tuesday the 9th on the Africa Center for Strategic Studies website, missile strikes and piracy in the Red Sea and Western Indian Ocean are disrupting African trade. The authors counted more than 130 incidents from November 2023, including ship attacks and hijackings, impacting security and raising costs for consumers. The situation is affecting global trade, jeopardizing food supplies, particularly in East Africa. The limited naval capabilities increase piracy risks, highlighting the need for stronger maritime security and diplomatic efforts in Africa. On Thursday the 11th, the media outlet Good published an analysis of the Eastern Tropical Pacific Marine Corridor, or CMAR, a protected marine area of 500,000 square kilometers, almost 200,000 square miles. Panama, Ecuador, Colombia, and Costa Rica have united to create it. This initiative aims to safeguard diverse oceanic species by connecting each country's marine reserves, creating one of the most valuable biodiversity hotspots in the ocean. The collaboration addresses concerns about overfishing and illegal local fishing, endangering fish populations. This is the first time countries with connected maritime borders have established a public environmental policy. Scientists believe that the CMAR will support highly migratory species such as turtles, rays, and sharks. Ocean researchers aim to expand cooperation to protect 30% of the world's oceans by 2030. To read the full article, follow the link in the show notes. Speaking of illegal fishing, a new report of the Environmental Justice Foundation, or EJF, published on Thursday the 11th, says that China's fishing fleet is involved in widespread illegal fishing and human rights violations in the Southwest Indian Ocean, contradicting China's remarks on supporting sustainable development. The EJF's investigation exposes numerous cases of shark finning and physical abuse on Chinese vessels operating in the region. According to the document, the seafood from these vessels could reach the European and other international markets. The report calls for closer attention from various stakeholders to address these human rights abuses and improve fisheries transparency. On a related note, gender gaps in fisheries. The Pacific Islands Forum Fisheries Agency and the Pacific Community hosted their inaugural Gender and Social Inclusion, or GESI, forum in Honiara in the Solomon Islands from Tuesday the 9th until Thursday the 11th. The forum aimed to enhance participation, particularly of women and marginalized groups, in fisheries development. More than 60 leaders and representatives from various organizations gathered to discuss gender disparities and inclusivity in fisheries management. Discussions focused on data gaps, market equity, and inclusive governance, aiming to empower women in decision-making. With the shift of seasons, the Indian Ocean is entering a transition phase between monsoons, raising the risk of powerful tropical cyclones. What happens exactly? Calm waters absorb heat from the sun, creating ideal conditions for cyclone formation. Northwest currents interact with southeast trade winds, triggering cyclonic circulation and potential storm development. These disturbances intensify over warm waters, becoming tropical storms or cyclones. Areas like the Mauritius archipelago and the eastern coast of Madagascar are particularly vulnerable. Because of climate change, the frequency and strength of these cyclones may increase, posing a bigger risk to coastal regions. Moving on, water pollution is worsening ocean acidification along the California coast. Signing a letter on Monday the 8th, almost 30 environmentalist organizations urged immediate action to clean up coastal sewage treatment plant discharges, which contribute to acidification and oxygen-deprived waters. They asked state leaders to set rules for cleaning nutrients from treated wastewater and provide funds for improving wastewater treatment. State officials acknowledged the threat and announced they are exploring policy options to mitigate pollution levels and protect marine ecosystems. Let's talk about the Arctic Ocean. The Environmental Journal is sponsoring an international study led by the United Kingdom called the Big Expedition, which set off on Tuesday the 9th for Nunavut, Canada, to conduct Arctic ice research. With the meteorologist Felicity Aston in charge, the team plans to study the oldest sea ice in the Prince Gustav Adolf Sea. Despite challenges like shifting terrain and extreme temperatures, the international team aims to collect samples of snow, ice, and water to study environmental changes caused by factors like carbon absorption and plastic pollution. From the Arctic to the Antarctic Ocean, a recent study by the University of Basel and the Alfred Wegener Institute found more microplastics in the Weddell Sea than previously thought. Researchers took seawater samples and discovered that most plastic particles were smaller than 3 millimeters or 0.1 inches. The highest pollution levels were in offshore samples, maybe due to melting ice or ocean currents. While it's unclear where the plastic comes from and where it goes, further research aims to understand its impact on the ocean floor. And now some news from the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal Authority, or PCA, is reviewing its restrictions for the vessel's transit as a dry season seems to finally end. Now the authorities have increased their daily slots from 24 to 27. They aim to fully normalize operations by 2025, but that depends on the amount of rainfall. The PCA is exploring short-term and long-term solutions to address water scarcity, such as creating an important water management system and seeking solutions beyond the canal's jurisdiction. The Panama Canal authorities are currently waiting for its government's response to proposals aimed at optimizing water management. What about the Black Sea? On Thursday the 11th, Russia accused the UK of overseeing most of Ukraine's attacks on Crimea and the Black Sea Fleet. The Russian Federal Security Service, or FSB, said that the British were involved in training Ukrainian special forces, but provided no evidence yet. During the last months, Ukraine has intensified assaults on Crimea and the Black Sea Fleet, targeting key military structures and infrastructure like the Kerch Bridge, crucial to connect Crimea to Russia. The FSB also accused British forces of aiding Ukraine with training and weapons, pushing Russia to reinforce its air defense and navy fleet. The conference Our Ocean is taking place from Monday the 15th until Wednesday the 17th in Athens, Greece. This year's conference focuses on reducing plastic and microplastic pollution, promoting green shipping, sustainable tourism, and supporting the Mediterranean ecosystem transition to eco-friendly lifestyles. Closing with water sports. In the Ocean Globe Race 2024, Penn Duick 6th, led by skipper Marie Taberly, won by crossing the finish line first in leg 4 on Thursday the 11th. Taberly defined her strategy as, quote, go fast and accelerate at the end, unquote, which propelled the yacht to victory after covering more than 6,000 nautical miles or more than 11,000 kilometers during 37 days. The win positions the yacht as a top contender for the International Rating Certificate, or IRC, title. The IRC rankings will also depend on the rival sea's performances. The withdrawal of another competitor, Translated 9, due to hull delamination, impacted the race's overall IRC title. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Do you know that besides the ocean update, we also do others? Our latest one is the Arctic update, about the area north of the Arctic Circle. The other ones are all country updates. We have a selection of countries from Africa, Asia, South America, and Europe. Check rorschach.com/updates to see the full list. Find the link in the show notes as well. See you next week!